أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة وهم والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 156 and a part of ayah number 157. Continuing, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought those 70 individuals back to life. And now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam continues making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He says to Allah ta'ala, وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. O Allah, grant us hasana, good in this world. Grant us good in the akhirah, hasana in the akhirah. And then he says, inna hudana ilayk. O Allah, certainly we turn towards you. Hudana comes from the word actually hidayat, and some of the ulama of the opinion that this is why the Yahud were called Yahud, either because of this expression in his dua, inna hudana ilayk, or either because the eldest son of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's name was Yahuda, that is why the Yahud are called Yahud. But nonetheless, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam made this dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to this dua, قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my adab, my punishment, I will cause it to reach, I will afflict it to whomsoever I desire. In other words, that's left up to the mashiyat, the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does not here say that Allah ta'ala accepted the dua of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam or not. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala, example, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا, him and Harun, he made dua. Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam said ameen to that dua. Allah ta'ala said, I accepted that dua. Obviously the implementation, the giving of what he had asked for had come after many years. But hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still responded. Here the response is not one of acceptance. The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of a reality that my adab will reach whomsoever I so desire, and that is left up to me. But at the same time, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, my mercy encompasses all things. My mercy is so strong, so powerful, that it encompasses everything on the surface of this earth, everything in the universe. Like we find in the hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, written on the arsh of Allah ta'ala, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, certainly my rahma supersedes my ghadab. Ghadab means my wrath, my anger. My rahma far supersedes all of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahma knows no bounds. Allah ta'ala's rahma knows no limits. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasa'aktubuha, certainly I have ordained it. I have ordained my rahmah lilladina yattaqoon, for those people, number one, who have the quality of taqwa, yattaqoon, those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the power, who have the quality of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, wa yu'tuna az-zakah, those that pay out the zakah, those that fulfill and give out that fard obligation of zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and those who brought iman in my ayat, those who bring iman in my ayat, means that they have full yaqeen in whatever I have delivered to them, insofar as the kitab is concerned. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further qualifies that, and Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ, those people who follow, الرَّسُولَ, the Rasul, النَّبِيَّ, the Nabi, الْأُمِّيَّ, who is Ummi. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it very clear that this is for those people that follow the Rasul, the Nabi, who is unlettered, who is untutored, and that refers undoubtedly to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua for his people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua for his followers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not speak about whether Allah accepted it or not, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes special reference to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah makes reference not to the ummah at large, but that ummah that has these qualities, the quality of taqwa, the quality of paying the zakat, the quality of bringing iman in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the quality of ittiba of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three qualities with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one is ar-rasul, number two is an-nabi. Nabi is in its most general sense that every Rasul will be a Nabi, every Nabi is not a Rasul. That is the first aspect we need to understand. A person, that a man that gets wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gets revelation from Allah, such a person will be regarded as a Nabi. But it is not necessary that that person gets a new shariat from Allah ta'ala, or that person gets a revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With regards to Rasul, that person gets a shariat, and that person then invites towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through that shariat, through the wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down. So that is the one aspect. The second aspect is an-nabiyya al-ummiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Nabi is untutored. Many of us use the word wa'udhu billah illiterate, that is not appropriate for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The better word is untutored, that throughout the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his entire life, there was no human being that had thought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was no one that had tutored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we call anyone else ummi, we call anybody else untutored, or we say to somebody they are illiterate, they are unlettered, then obviously it is disgracing the person, speaking ill about the person. But when this quality, al-ummi, and this is among the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it is referred to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we say he is Nabi al-ummi, then obviously that becomes a means of elevation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam status, his rank. It is a means of praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that for 40 years of his life he was untutored by any other human being, and then suddenly iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq is revealed, and then suddenly everything begins to unfold. That all the ulama are 100% unanimous on this, that the whole of mankind's knowledge put together is not an iota compared to the knowledge of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sciences that he had spoken about, the different aspects that he had spoken about, the ahkam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had brought down, the beauty of his akhlaq, and the different aspects of akhlaqiyat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken about, all of that became a miracle. And hence this word ummi for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a part of the great praiseworthiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alladhi yajidunahu maktuban indahum fit tawrati wal injil. And now Allah ta'ala, the fourth quality with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that Nabi, that you will find him maktuba, he is written down, enshrined, indahum, by them, fit tawrah wal injil, the Yahud and the Nasara, that the Yahud will find them in the Torah, the Yahud will find him written in the Injil, and the description of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those that will follow our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and become worthy of this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.